workers, it's not uncommon for would-be migrants to die in the Mediterranean as they try to reach Europe from Africa. But early this month, hundreds of migrants died, not in some terrible accident, but because, according to many accounts, their boat was deliberately rammed by another boat. Now, three survivors have been speaking about what happened to them. Peter Hunt's report does contain some graphic accounts.
They've fled their homes, they've capsized at sea, and instead of freedom, they're for now in this detention centre on Maltese soil.
At the time I left home, they were recruiting people to join the forces. So I was being one of the lucky ones, they chose to join them. So I had to flee, because I'm a Christian, so I don't want to be a part of killing my country.
So they come from across Africa and the Middle East. Despite the trauma of an uncertain future, they're fortunate. Thousands have died in unsafe and overcrowded vessels. I met three of the victims of what's being called mass murder. Earlier this month, they each paid smugglers £2,500. They left Gaza, boarded a boat in Egypt, and then in the Mediterranean, they were ordered to switch to a smaller boat. When the captain refused to stop, Mamon Hamdi Dogmush tells me, the smugglers rammed their boat. It sank in 30 seconds. Around 150 people below deck drowned straight away. When someone tried to cling to the smugglers' boat, Mohammed Ali Awadallah says, they hacked at his hands with a knife. They also, these men say, laughed as the boat went down. In the water for many hours as people perished around them, Mohammed and his brother Ibrahim took turns cradling an orphaned baby as they tried and failed to save his life.
Yes, of course. I helped the woman and the baby, and I tried to collect food and drinking water that's float on the sea, bring him to them to drink and to eat to prevent them from death. But I can't.
Hello.
Mr. Prime Minister, thank you very much for your time. I'm Peter Hunt from the BBC. It's very good to be here. I know you're very busy. Malta's Prime Minister, Joseph Muscat, believes this account of lives lost at sea to be credible, as does the UN. It's backed up by the stories of the few other survivors who are now elsewhere. Instead of Malta and Italy shouldering the burden of people smuggling, Dr. Muscat wants a Europe-wide response following this latest tragedy.
That's something you wouldn't even imagine in a movie, let alone in real life, but it's happening. It is happening each and every week over here.
And this is murder at sea?
It is, definitely, of the worst kind.
Those fleeing unrest and seeking a different life in Europe come from North Africa and the Middle East. Their numbers are rising. Maria Pisani, an expert in the field of migration, who works for the charity Integra Foundation, says it's a toxic issue for EU politicians to resolve.
Ultimately, asylum seekers and other forced migrants aren't citizens, so they don't get a vote. It's a vote loser. So there's a lot of resistance within the different EU member states to address this horror.
Back at the Safi detention centre near Malta's airport, Ibrahim, Mamon and Mohammed live with the horror of what they witnessed at the hands of the smugglers. Despite what he's been through, Ibrahim Ali Awadallah still clings to the dream of securing a better future.
I want to live. I want to live my life. I want to go to Sweden. I have some of my family there. I want to go and study, work, help my family in Gaza. We have no home there. Just I want to live.
Peter Hunt reporting. Sunday's evening.